Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our special web-only broadcast of the opening commodity market report. Let's look how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 1290, down 47 on the open. May, 1285, down 25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 1225, down 55 on the open. May, 1245, down 5. July, 1125, down 20. September, 1120, down 10.5. December, 1119, down 31. March, 1117, down 35. July, $10, down 42.5. Half on the open. March corn opened at 523, down 2 on the open. May, 538 unchanged. July, 550.5, up a half. September, 549.5, down 2.5. December, 550.5, down 3. March, 559.5, down 2.75. May, 564, down 1.5. July, 567.5, down 1. December of 2009, 535, down 1.5 on the open. March beans opened at 1463, up 4 on the open. May, 1477, up 1.75. July, 1489, up a quarter. August, 1479, up 5. November, 1405, down 2. January, 1413, up 3/4. March of 2009, 1417, up 2.5. May, 1409, unchanged. November of 2009, 1353, up 9 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 367, up 110 on the open. May, 375, up 120. March soybean oil opened at 64.75, up 28 on the open. May, 65.65, up 18.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
March feeders open at 105.30, down 20 on the open. April, 108.50, up 30. February live cattle open at 93.30, up 7.5 on the open. April, 94.85, up 30. April lean hogs open at 60.50, down 47.5 on the open. May, 69.60, down 5. And March bellies open at 89.50, down 5 on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Understand you're traveling. Where are you, Tennessee?
Yes, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, attending the Commodity Classic convention that's going on down here for the next few days. So we got farmers throughout the U.S., both corn and soybean farmers, holding their individual annual meetings on the national scale and down here. So it's a big group.
Have you picked up on anything yet?
Well, there's still the buzz of, you know, good commodity prices, what's going to be the acreage mix at the end of the day. I mean, those are discussions that the trade's talking about, and those are the questions the farmers are talking about. And, of course, you know, farmers are seeing the best prices they've seen in history. And, of course, they're, you know, concerned how long is this going to last and, you know, where should I be at on the price scale. A group of them, you can kind of tell, you know, sold a lot of their 08 crop probably at lower levels. A lot of market advisory services advised farmers to start at $4 on December corn, and here we are at $5.50. You know, there's a lot sold some November beans at anywhere between 9 and 10. and now we're, you know, right up against, we're at 14. So, you know, they've sold some early sales. Now the question is, you know, where do I sell some more at? And I think with the economic turbulence that we're seeing in commodity markets, of course, everybody's watching the wheat market. And just wondering if that ain't the sign that's going to maybe eventually come out and play out in soybeans and corn at some point in time. And, of course, that's real concerning because it's kind of hard to handle this wheat market the way it's swinging around from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Do you think that wheat will be the leader to the downside for corn and beans?
It could very well be, but it may take some time to take the leadership role. I mean, soybeans are the key here, I think. You know, the market is acting like we've got actually a smaller supply of inventory around than what the government's using on their books. And, of course, that stimulates from the big fall-off in acreage levels that we saw last year in the U.S. So far, that has been able to basically mute any of the talk of a record South American crop. I know our weekly export sales on soybeans was kind of a neutral number, but I do know that there's been a lot of business been done in beans, and I guess I would expect to see that weekly export sales number be strong next week because I think this number should have been a little stronger. It appears maybe not all the sales got reported into this time window. So I think you're going to see another strong round of weekly export sales number for the soybean complex probably next week. So the sales numbers are much stronger than what anybody expected at this time of year. Most of them kind of expected that all the business would be shifting to South America by now, but they've had some harvest problems and slowness of moving the inventory into the world channels. So we've had a lot of good business here from the U.S. And you know, you look at the dollar, what the dollar has done here over the last couple few days. For a while, it looked like maybe the dollar was trying to carve out a broader type bottom. But after the last couple days of price action, the dollar's back on its making new lows. And, you know, longer term, there's a long ways to go on the downside if something's not done economically to stop that slide in the dollar. And it doesn't look like the U.S. has any opportunities anyway at this point. I mean, we're talking about lowering interest rates to cushion the slowdown in the economy rather than raising rates to support the dollar. And, of course, the dollar weakness, I think, contributes to the push over the $100 mark in oil. And I think those two factors, as long as you've got oil headed to new highs, making new highs, you've got dollar making record lows, I think those two issues alone will be price supportive to corn and soybeans, at least at this time of year.
Well, the question is, do 1404 NOV beans compared with 551 and a half D's corn buy all the beans you need?
Well, the question is, I think, Dave, is does it buy enough acres altogether? And I think that's the big buzz. You know, we hear food companies and livestock groups and whatnot trying to lobby Washington for some early release of acres out of the CRP to maybe add additional acres. And we're not going to know those answers to see whether or not the market's going to be satisfied with those acres, I think, until the end of the report. And I think that concern will probably keep the market relatively firm until we see, you know, what those numbers are on March 31st. And then the market will have to make a judgment at that point in time. And, of course, by then we'll have hopefully a little better idea of what spring weather pattern is, at least for the time being here, you know, is staying cold and wet and snowy. And I think that might begin to take a play, too. A La Nina-type spring weather pattern has a tendency to be cold, has a tendency to be wet in the eastern Corn Belt, and we'll just have to kind of see whether or not that dominates going into the spring.
Certainly, food processors are very concerned, and I believe they've scheduled protests in Washington, D.C. for next month to express their concern.
I don't know which group you're talking about, but yeah, I mean, everybody is a little worried about not having the adequate supply of commodity that they were used to here 10 years ago. 10 years ago, there was surplus corn and soybeans and wheat around for the most part, they were pretty much, you know, it was a buyer's market. Now it's a seller's market, and of course, nobody likes to be caught into in a seller's market when you're a buyer. So, they're squeezing their profits, so they're wanting some stability or some government help. I mean, everybody seems to turn to Washington when they need help, and I'm not too sure Washington can help them a whole lot. If everybody let the market go ahead and work itself out, I think you'd probably be surprised that maybe supply-demand tables ain't quite as tight as what everybody thinks. I think there's some reason to believe that we've got more corn around than what the government's working on their balance sheets. And if that's the case, then we maybe don't need as many acres as what the market thinks that we need as of right now. Because the corn market, it's pretty well been a follower all along in here. There's some big numbers yet for the upside for the market to gravitate toward, but it seems to be having more difficulty doing that, and I think that's what's kind of indicating that we probably got less beans around than what the numbers suggest, and we probably got more corn around than what the government thinks. And if that's the case, you know, if we happen to have a couple hundred million more bushels of corn around, well, that's 2 million acres that we don't need to worry about. So, we'll have to kind of see how what the government comes up with on these surveyed reports. Last week's numbers were just armchair numbers. They're better than my guesses, but you got to keep in mind they're still guesses until we get some kind of surveyed type number to kind of support which direction and how much movement there is in those particular directions.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City at 1270, down 67. July, 1155, down 47. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 1193, down 87. July, $11, down 45. March corn, 525, unchanged. July, 550 and a quarter, up a quarter. December, 552 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. March beans, 1461, up 2. July, 1499, up 10 1/4. November, 1408, up 1. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.